Nozi, Perek Vov, Mishnah Ches. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Loime, Hevi Sholosh Behemoth Veloy Perash. He brought three behemoths, and he said, Harel Nazirusi. Even though normally if he's bringing two Kabbanas, he has to be Mefaret, which Kedush is Chal. You can't bring Kabbanas and be Magdish them in a general way. They have to be Hugdash, Lefi, what they are. But over here, if he says Linazirusi, that's a Shem HaKorban, and it happens to be in this case, it's going to be clear which one is which, because there are three different behemoths. One is a keves, one is a kavso and a keva, and one is an ayil. The keves is an oilo, the kavso is a chatos, and the ayil echotomim is lishlomim. So it will be clear in context what you're bringing. So mele haruyo lechatos, tikrev chatos, lo oilo, tikrev oilo, lishlomim, tikrev shlom, each one kifi in yonim. Ho yonoytel sa roish nizroi, mushaleach tachas hadud. He puts it underneath the pot, and that's the way he cooks. And the Torah says, it doesn't say the word dud, but it says, "V'loka chesar roish nizuv inosna alo eisha shetachas zevach shlom." That clothes, that's as part of the cooking of the boss of shlom. V'mgilach b'medina, if he was outside the mikdash, so the chori has a pile of here, but he's not cooking the carbon. Now the truth of the matter is that the gifts that we have over here, v'mgilach b'medina hoyu mishalech tachas hadud. What it means to say is. Is first of all, the Gemara points out that even though the Mefarshim bring, even though the Torah says v'gilach hanozer pesach el moed, that's not li'kuva. The halacha of giluach could be neskayim pamedina, which means in Yerushalayim, it's not a problem. The bishul of the shlomim, being that it's kachim kalim, which is nechal gans Yerushalayim, could also be cooked. The dud with the sar mitachtov could also be, and that's what the Mishnah is saying giluach b'medina oyim shalech tachas hadud. There is, however, a girsa that says over here, the Tez Yom Tov brings a girsa, that says, Gilach Bamedino, even though he's Mekayim, the din Giluach, but the din of Tachas Hadud, Loi Hoyim Shalech Tachas Hadud. That din is a din only in Pesach Hoyim Moed. Now, where this Chilufei girsois would come from, let's read the next line of the Mishnah. Bamedvar Mamur, B'tiglachas HaTaharo, Aval B'tiglachas HaTumo, when a nozir unfortunately became tummy, it's soisis nazirus. He has to make a taglachas, korbonis, and then start again. That taglachas is a taglachas of tumor. So a korban hotis nish. So then avada lohei mishalech tachas hadud. So in context, what it would sound like is, bamed varmamurim that we say, hoi mishalech tachas hadud, that it is, roi lishalech tachas hadud. That's only by taglachas tar, and then it would include the case that we said before, vimgilech vimedina. In that case, the chayra, the weight that's meduyik, is to read the Mishnah hoyim mishalech tachzadut. If you read with the gear, so loyim mishalech tachzadut, you have to say loyim mishalech tachzadut b'medino, and the bamed v'mamum is only going on the case teglachas tahara in the mikdash. Remei oimer hakol mishalchin tachzadut chutz min atomei shemedino b'lvad. So Remei clearly speaks out, the only case that does not have Shiluach Hasar, HaTiglachas, Tachas Hadud, is only a Tomei Bamedino. A Tomei in the Mikdash, even though it's a Tiglachas of Tuma, yes. And also a Tohor, L'chor, what it sounds like, is, he's also arguing that a Tohor Bamedino does have Tiglachas. That would be told in the two Gisois, the way we just said it. Does Remei have two machlokes with the Tanakhama or one machlokes? Does he only argue with a teglachas tumo? Or does he also argue by a teglachas tahara bamedino? And he holds the only time there is no tishlachas. I'm sorry, shiluach ha-adud, shiluach ha-teglachas tachas adud is only by a tome bamedino. That's his machlokes. Mishnah test. So he mevashal sa shlomim o sholkon. If he was mevashal the shlomim, he could cook it. Shlokos is a lashon that you have shliko is a lashon that you have by Karban Pesach. It means really cooked out, mamish like cooked out chicken. Hakoyin neitels hazorei b'shelim in oil. Mentioned in Perek Dalet that there's a chelik of the korban that he takes. He takes the zeroya, that the arm of the once it's cooked from the oil. The chalas matzah achas min hasal, and he takes also from the lachme nozer, this chalas and rukikim that are there. He takes one matzah, urokik mata achas, v'noisn al kapi anozer, u'menifon, part of the carbon is the tnufa of these chalokim that are given to the carbon, v'achakach, hutu anozer lishtas yan li tam lemesim. After that, that's the lechatchila time when the nozer, when all the din and nazirus fall off. According to the Tanakhama, all the parts of the program of nazirus, of ending the nazirus, are ma'akiv in the hatoras anozer lishtas yayin ulutam lemesim. Aleph, the avos hakobonos, the giluach, three kobonos, giluach saharosh, and the tnufa. All of it is necessary in order to be matir. This is the shita of the Tanakhama. The only chelik that's ma'akiv, everything else is not ma'akiv. As soon as there's a zrikas adam, there's a ritzui on a carbon of nozir, he learns out va'acha yishta nozir yayin, means after one ma'isa, he's huta. The giluach sar haroish, the other two carbonis, and the tnufa are only the mitzvah ba'alma. There's an incredible shittus of Rambam over here. The Rambam in Hilchos Nazirus Perches paskins like Reb Shimon that the zurika of one dam is miratza for the nozer, and that's it. They soon fall off. Everything else is limits for Balma. Still, the way the Rambam says it is that that day until Harav Shemesh, he shouldn't drink wine. He shouldn't be metamel lemesim. So what's the hesber for that? You say that the zrik of one carbon is ma'akiv, so then what's the lechatchila? You shouldn't drink wine. What type of din is that? So Biskirov has a longer shtickle in Hilchos Nazirus, daf chofeh miralef in the chedushim or in Riz Halevi al Rambam. What seems to come out is that enachanami mitzad the chalois being mafkia the nazirus and making the nazir go back to civilian life, and now the Surma Paka, Maisa Yechidi Luchud, and one carbon is Merat, and that's it, done. But the same way, Be'etzim, it wasn't the kind as a mitzvah say to bring the other carbon, it's La Mitzvah Ba'alma. A chelik of that mitzvah, the same way, Lamosh, well, let's say he brought one carbon. They decided, why should I have to spend money on another two carbonis? And why should I have to shave my head? I'll be yotze with one carbon. You're right. It was mafkir the nozir. It was matir him, the yisur in the zirus. But lamaisi has a chiv mitzaseh to bring the carbonis. A chelik of the mitzaseh bring the carbonis is following the protocol of not drinking wine, not being metamameis until all the carbonis are brought. When's the zman of that? It's not for the rest of his life. It's that day. He's still betoich that zman. So there's a din mitzah, the mitzvah saseh of the other karbonis, not to drink wine, to be noig the nihuge in the zirus. But be'etzim, you want to know, Lamarshal, let's say he would drink a cup of wine that day, he wouldn't get malchus. Because be'etzim, the chalois, iser, is poka. A chelik of the mitzvahs, say the taharis nazirus, is to not drink wine until he's finished with the parasha. That lamais, he wasn't mekai. That's the Dinli Kuva. Look at the Biskarov over there as an Arichus with Midrashim, Abavli, Yerushalmi, back and forth, exactly the Makaris for this Shita Sarama.